Hi, this is Ken Pentel here, and I'm sitting with Colin Lee and Tori Johnson at a beautiful Dunn Brothers on Lake Street here in Minneapolis, my favorite city when it's talking big city. We are just trying to share some of the discussion going on the campaign trail. And so I want to make sure people know that this will be an ongoing effort to communicate with folks through the computer, through streaming, so you know what's happening on the trail. And basically, you know, I've been recently just taking some tours around the state. I took a drive. We basically went up to Duluth for a Green Party gathering on the shore. We had a great time there with a number of Greens showing up, and we flyered the town, met a lot of people. Then I moved up and went to Ely, gorgeous drive to Ely, went up there to meet people in Ely, Minnesota. We went to WELY Radio, went to the college, Vermilion College, Community College, and down Iron Range, went to Virginia. From there, actually made a quick stop to meet Lynn Rogers, the master of, and the researcher of the bear on the planet out of Ely, and spent time with him. And then went to Mesabi Range College and interviewed there, met students, faculty, worked my way down to Tower, made a stop there, do an interview with the Timber Jay, and then Grand Rapids, had a gathering there at the Brood Awakenings, beautiful coffee house in town. And then next trip we took, basically a new home. I got on a bike one of the trips and took a bike ride from New Ulm to St. Peter, and then from St. Peter to Mankato. Spent the night there. Beautiful tailwind of about 40 miles per hour. That was incredible intensity. Fortunately, it was a tailwind, or I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I made it to Mankato. Having a chance to get out in greater Minnesota, and one of the things I told the New Ulm newspaper was, the New Ulm Journal, was that I want rural Minnesota strengthened and protected, and that's one of the reasons I'm running for governor, because it's about our survival, and I want to make sure that's clear for as many people as possible. Beyond that, now what we're talking about is issues of money. We're into big money, and one of the things I wanted to mention is I had a chance the other night to watch the interviews that were done on TPT. Tim Pawlenty, our governor, refused to debate. I think Mike has refused to debate myself and Peter Hutchinson without Tim Pawlenty. So what ended up happening is TPT did interviews with the candidates. And these interviews were, over 2 hours. There was one interview session and then an environmental interview session. And basically, during this whole period of 2 hours, the word democracy was not mentioned once. Now, Minnesota in 2004 was number one per capita in the country in the amount of money spent lobbying, which basically makes political parties irrelevant and has commercialized our government. Our government is now being used to gut the earth and gut our local economies. And these candidates running for governor didn't even acknowledge the fact of all this power and influence in our government. They didn't even talk about multi-parties and the importance of a multi-party proportional system. Nothing about democracy. Nothing about improving it. And we want these people to lead our state enough. I mean, that's why I want to do this job. Because first we have to acknowledge, unless we get the democracy in shape, all the issues we care about are not going anywhere. We'll get a few crumbs, but that's about it. So that's what I need to focus on pertaining to that. Obviously, they all dodged the issue of single-payer universal health care. That's one of my goals. I want to make sure we got health care for everybody, ending co-pays, making sure you have health care from birth till death, no questions asked. And so single-payer is used by most countries and democracies in the world, and we don't have it. And I want to get rid of the existing system. Make sure we have a health card. When you're, going to the doctor or the hospital, you get done with the procedure, they swipe your card, and then the bill goes to the state, and the state pays the doctor or the hospital. You don't see any paperwork. It's a single payer. All the fees are off a set menu. Clean, simple. Unfortunately, we don't have leadership for the last 50, 60 years to make this happen. I'm prepared to do that as governor. The other thing is energy, of course. I watched a show, like I said, 2 hours of discussion. 1 hour was specific to the environment, and the word nuclear did not get brought up once. I mean, we're running three reactors in Minnesota, and we're creating, you know, we're basically boiling water for 30 years, and then we create 250,000 years of nuclear waste. We're dumping on future generations. It's unbelievably unethical and immoral, and we displace our ability to invest as we keep running these huge deficit systems. We don't know what to pay for. There's no budget. There's no taxes that could pay for the system. And we just pawn it off. We could be investing all this wealth in energy efficiency and renewable energy, making Minnesota locally self-reliant. But instead, we keep importing 97% of our fuels. We spend $15 to $20 billion on energy. It's absolutely wrong-headed. We've got to get serious about saving energy. We can save over 70% of the energy we use in energy efficiency, localizing billions of dollars, making our structures our own power station through geothermal and solar, and then we'll add on from there. We can clip on wind turbines right on buildings and then build from there. That would be a thoughtful energy policy, creating 2 to 10 times more jobs and leaving future generations something in place that makes sense. Beyond that, what we're doing right now is going to be heading out on a college circuit. And I'm going to the University of Minnesota tomorrow. I'm going to the Minneapolis Community and Technical College tomorrow. And that is, what day is that? I'm looking at that. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Tuesday we're talking about. And that's Tuesday the 17th. So I'll be hitting the road on the college circuit. I'm doing this by bicycle, by the way. I'm going to be doing park and rides. I'm biking to every college I can. I'm trying to get out of the car, get on the bicycle, be a functional model of how we need to change this incredibly dysfunctional transportation system. And so I'm going to be on the bicycle. And then on Wednesday this week, on the 18th, I'm heading to Hamlin and McAllister in the Twin Cities over in St. Paul. Going to be working those campuses. On Thursday, the 19th, going to be over at St. Catherine's College and St. Thomas over in St. Paul, spending time there. And then that evening, Thursday night, going to be doing a forum over at the Powderhorn Recreation Center, 3400 15th Avenue South in Minneapolis. That starts around 6:30 or so, so folks should turn out if they can make it. Here, myself and Peter Hutchinson have a panel discussion or a debate, as they may portray it, that evening on Thursday. And then Friday, going to be out at Anoka Ramsey Community College that day in the morning. And then that afternoon, MCTC, Minneapolis Technical Community College again. And we're going to be there part of the Bioneers gathering. That'll be fun. Future thinkers, sustainable thinkers. Saturday, the 21st, we're going to be at the UAW. Where are we going to be? UAW. It's over at 2191 Ford Parkway in St. Paul. And that's UAW 879, having a governor's panel on labor and sustainability. So that's just a little update for you folks out there. But this is a collective effort. You got to get engaged. If you want these goals I talked about, getting big money out of politics, single-payer, universal health care, going to efficient renewable energy that's local, then you got to get in the game here. We need your help. Go to the website, kenpentel.org. You may be on there right now, and learn what you can do to plug in. Collective effort leading to collective courage to heal our relationships to the earth and our communities. This is Ken Pentel signing off.